Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. 60 years ago this month, Pittsburgh scientists developed a vaccine that eradicated polio in the United States. The persistence of the disease in other countries underscores the vaccine's importance.
They had these machines that drove the in and out breathing. I mean, it just kept them alive.
In 1949, Dr. Julius Jungner moved to Pittsburgh to help develop a vaccine for polio. The University of Pittsburgh lab where he worked, directed by Dr. Jonas Salk, was located below a ward of polio patients who couldn't breathe without the help of machines, iron lungs.
Everybody was very serious about what we were doing. I never worked so hard in my life.
Polio is caused by a virus that lives in the throat and intestine. It attacks the nervous system and can result in paralysis. Children are most at risk. Throughout the 1940s and 50s, prevalence of the disease only increased.
People were hysterically afraid of it.
So much so that they sought any protection. When he was a boy, Jungner's grandmother used to tie a cake of camphor around his neck when he went out to play.
What she didn't know is that when I left the house, I would take the thing off and put it in the mailbox. But she was convinced for the rest of her life that she had kept me from getting polio. And that was nice.
Years later, Jungner developed a cell culture method that sped up the vaccine's creation by growing millions and millions of cells, which meant more and faster testing.
This was a complete break with the old guard.
The Salk Lab in its entirety was a break with familiar wisdom. It aimed to develop a killed vaccine, one in which the virus was inactivated.
Live virus vaccines had always been the ones that worked.
The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, now the March of Dimes Foundation, funded the Salk Lab while simultaneously supporting Albert Sabin, who was working on a live vaccine. Jungner says by 1952, the Salk Lab had demonstrated its vaccine could produce an immune response.
What was needed to really make the vaccine acceptable was to do something called a phase 3 trial. In 1954, there were 800,000 children in the United States that participated.
Conducted in 12 states, the human trial was a double-blind study. Vaccinators didn't know what they were giving, and children didn't know what they were getting.
What they did then was just wait for the summer and see what would happen.
The trial proved the vaccine's efficacy, and it went into widespread use in 1955. By 1979, polio was eradicated in the United States.
My name is Kelly Stefano Cole. I'm the associate director of the Regional Biocontainment Laboratory.
Stefano Cole says developing a vaccine today is very different. It can take more than 10 years for one to be approved for use in the general population.
We want to be absolutely sure that it's safe. We ask one question, get the answer, ask the next question.
But viruses themselves aren't getting any more straightforward. Stefano Cole says pathogens, and the people who carry them, are mixing faster than ever before. Meanwhile, diseases kept at bay by standard vaccination can easily resurge.
It only takes one or two children or one or two adults introduced into the population and enough people not vaccinated to just bring that epidemic back again.
Polio persists in Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, all of which had been using Sabin's live oral vaccine, but recently switched to the Salk Lab's injectable killed vaccine. There is no cure for the disease. It can only be prevented. To have helped develop that prevention, says Jungner, is the kind of thrill few people ever have.
It was a moment of complete and total enthusiasm and pride. Pride.
For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.